This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is with us now with the latest look at productions from professional theater companies all around the state. And David, we're starting with a show with a big name pedigree that's making its North American premiere tomorrow night at the Fisher Theater in Detroit.
Yes, this is Love Never Dies, and it's a reboot of the show by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which is a sequel to his Phantom of the Opera, which, of course, is an enormous fan favorite on Broadway and in touring shows and still going in the West End of London. But this show, which features the scarred and half-masked Phantom, began its journey in London in 2010, and it did not receive good notices.
Yeah, didn't go down well, did it?
Much to Weber's chagrin. And the joke about the show, which ran around social media and the internet, was it should be called Love Should Die or Paint Never Dries. I love that.
So he has retooled that, and that's what's opening at the Fisher. What's the plot? Where do we find the Phantom and Christine Daae?
So the show is set in Coney Island, New York, in Brooklyn, not far from Broadway, which is where Weber hopes to take the show.
A great change from the Paris Opera House, I'm just saying.
And the Phantom has landed on the shores of the U.S. after the fire engulfed the Paris Opera House, which is the climax of the original. And the Phantom has been a recluse for a decade, waiting to reunite with his Christine. Mm. And he writes a composition, and he fakes an invitation to her from Oscar Hammerstein, not the Oscar Hammerstein of Rodgers and Hammerstein, but actually the first Oscar Hammerstein, who wrote around the turn of the 20th century.
Okay.
And gets Christine to come to America to perform it at a theater he has started.
Okay. And she's got a son, right, as I understand?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to see it tomorrow night. It has been running in previews for a few nights now.
I know, in fact, Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber was in Detroit for that the other
night. He was. Yes. He's been on stage a few times to take some bows and pictures and, you know, this kind of thing.
All right, let's listen to some excerpts from some of the songs in Love Never Dies by Andrew Lloyd Webber. You know, Phantom was such a monster hit when it opened in London in 86 and Broadway in 88. Does this huge, bombastic, and fantastic musical, do you think, like that, does that still move the needle for audiences in 2017?
It does, because there are so many patrons who really only see maybe a couple of shows a year. And whether you're in New York or whether you're going to go to the Fisher where you've got a subscription or the West End, the tourist trade, they want to see a big show. You know, so that's why – that's one of the reasons Phantom has lasted this long. Yeah. I mean, not only is it, you know, a very wonderful production, but it has that big vastness. Mm-hmm. And also the Phantom of the Opera is a story – that has been translated in virtually every language. So wherever you're coming from around the world, you know the story.
Yes, you do. You do indeed. Well, from the Fisher Theater to Detroit's Midtown, to a more intimate venue, we should say, the Open Book Theater in Trenton in Wayne County.
Right. Much smaller venue than the Fisher. Much smaller show. This show, which is opening this weekend, is called Be a Good Little Widow.
Interesting title.
And it's a play about the difficulty of grieving correctly. And I really like this theme. I haven't seen it. I'll be seeing it this weekend. But the central character is a widow, and she's struggling to figure it out after her husband dies. And she's getting way more input and kibitzing from her late husband's mother than anybody would ever want. And it's billed as kind of a sad comedy, okay, right? Which, given the subject, is not too surprising, right? Anyone who's experienced a death of a close one, a spouse, even a parent, knows that eventually, sad as it is, there's a slow build of moments that can, in fact, make you laugh. That's part of the grieving and getting over it.
Interesting. The title, Be a Good Little Widow, just says so much. That sounds real, real interesting. Now we head to Chelsea to the Purple Rose Theater.
Yeah, this is a special play. I just want to say that up front. It's called God of Carnage, and a lot of people are familiar with it, but a lot of people won't be. It's a mighty heavy-sounding title. And what it's about, though, is two couples who have come together to settle, debate, argue, discuss an altercation in the school playground between their two sons, in which one kind of whacked the other one in the face with a stick and caused a little dental, you know, damage and everything. And you know that when two modern-day sets of parents start discussing an episode like this, the situation is fraught. It's tense. It's awkward. So I got a chance to talk to the director, Lauren Knox, and she says, sure, the play is about the surface story, but it's also very much more than that.
The play is about being polite until we can't be polite anymore. So it's about trying to put your best foot forward, trying to put on, as they say, liberal niceties, only to realize they actually think that they know how to do everything the best way.
That veneer gets stripped thin. Now, I remember Jeff Daniels, the late James Gandolfini, Marsha Gay Harden, and Hope Davis did this on Broadway in 2009. And then I know they reunited in L.A. in 2011. And then there's that 2011 film version, Carnage. And that had Christoph Waltz, Jodie Foster, Kate Winslet, and John C. Reilly. I'd love to have seen the Daniels Gandolfini one. But I did see the film. And I know that the playwright was involved in writing that screenplay.
Yeah, and Jeff has played both the male characters.
He said they'd flip off.
Right.
They'd flip back and forth.
Yeah. In different productions. He was the one who chose to make sure that the Purple Rose did this show. And Lauren Knox got the benefit of having Jeff come in during Tech Week, I think, and give notes and, you know, and tweak. I want to say something very interesting about this show. When you read the script, it says basically it'll take 80 minutes. And that's what the productions that we've seen have been about, an 80-minute thing. This was over in 60. And I thought, what just happened? They cut nothing from the script.
Okay.
But the pacing really got picked up. And it makes it a really – it's not a minute too short. It's not a minute too long. It is a brilliant production, and I urge everybody to see it. Purple Rose's runs are nice and long, but don't wait. It's a wonderful production.
Now we head from Chelsea to Alpena and the Thunder Bay Theater.
Right, our friends up in Alpena, you know, if you're up that way leaf peeping on the east coast of Michigan, Shakespeare, which we usually see in the summer months, is alive and well there, with a production of Hamlet that opens this weekend. So perhaps some fans of the Bard want to go up to Alpena for a little Shakespeare.
And then we're ending at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor for something that's really ripped from today's headlines.
Yes, it's a play called Resisting. And this is a play about systemic racism that we find in the country's legal system. This is not escapism theater like Love Never Dies.
Yes.
But as you say, it's ripped really from the newspapers. It's based on a true story about a young black woman who begins to film an incident of police brutality and then is herself subjected to really shocking treatment by the police and becomes embroiled in a legal battle of her own. She's a white public defender, and the two have to decide how far they're willing to go to seek justice here. Justice has a price, both financial and otherwise. And I think that this selection that we have that, you know, playing and opening this week, it's an amazing breadth of material for theatergoers to see.
It sure is. So we'll recap. Theater Nova and Ann Arbor presenting Resisting. The Thunder Bay Theater in Alpena is doing Hamlet. God of Carnage at the Purple Rose in Chelsea. Trenton's Open Book Theater with the sad comedy Be a Good Little Widow. And the Fisher Theater in Detroit with the North American premiere of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Love Never Dies, the rebooted sequel to Phantom of the Opera. As always, thanks to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And just head to EncoreMichigan.com and you can get details on these and other professional theater productions around Michigan. Thanks, David.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.